Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, "You have come to establish bonds, not to break them." My dear viewers, anger can practically be cured if one seeks awareness about the excellence of controlling his anger and forgiving others. Whenever he flies into rage, he should try to control it by pondering over the virtues of controlling anger. It is stated in Sahih Bukhari that a man approached the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and humbly said, "O beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, please advise me." The beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, "Do not get angry." He humbly requested for advice twice more, and the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam gave him the same reply, "Do not get angry." Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu stated, "I humbly asked, O beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, please inform me of such an act that will make me enter Jannah." The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, "La taqdab walaka al-jannah." Do not get angry, then Jannah is for you. It is stated in Sahih Bukhari, the powerful man is not the one who is a wrestler and overpowers the people, in other words, by means of physical strength. But the powerful man is one who controls himself whilst in the state of anger. It is stated in Kanzul Ummal that the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoever has the ability and power to express his anger, but he controls it, on the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jal will fill his heart with pleasure. Another cure for anger is that when one gets angry, he should recall the way of life and the parables of the pious predecessors, rahimahumullahu ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us that we all control our anger and follow the blessed sunnah of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa barak wa sallam.